Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, August 13th, 2008. The Israeli army invades West Bank City, shooting a boy and kidnapping six civilians. Israeli army bulldozers have also demolished three houses. For these stories and more coming up, stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded Dehesha refugee camp south of Bethlehem and started firing at random, injuring an unarmed Palestinian boy with shrapnel from a bullet. Medical sources reported that the boy was transferred to a local hospital and he is suffering from a moderate injury. On Wednesday, a group of Israeli settlers attacked the West Bank city of Hebron, wounding a Palestinian child in the head. He was taken to a local hospital. Meanwhile, Israeli bulldozers demolished three houses in Jerusalem. Eyewitnesses said that the bulldozers demolished the houses immediately, preventing family members from rescuing any of their belongings before the houses were destroyed. The Israeli army justifies the demolition by claiming that the houses were built without the needed permission. However, since Israel occupied Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given its Palestinian residents any form of documentation for their land or homes or permission to build. Continuing our daily coverage, Israeli army invaded Beit Jala, which is a city near Bethlehem. Eyewitnesses reported that several military vehicles invaded the city and surrounded the residents of the Rizkalah family, kidnapping one of the family members and taking him to an unknown destination. In the West Bank city of Tul Karem, a number of Israeli vehicles invaded the city and nearby villages. Troops fired shots and searched and ransacked several civilian houses, leaving several property damages. In addition, Israeli troops invaded Yasuf village east of Salfit and searched a number of houses. Troops are also reported to have assaulted a six-year-old civilian, causing him to be transferred to a local hospital. In Hebron, clashes between local Palestinians and the Israeli military occurred as 20 Israeli military vehicles and a number of bulldozers invaded the city. Israeli troops were reported to have shot rubber-coated steel bullets and concussion grenades. Security sources reported that the Israeli troops conducted house-to-house searches, causing property damage and kidnapping four civilians. On a separate issue, thousands of Palestinians and internationals attend Darwish's funeral in Ramallah after his body arrived from the USA with a special Emirates airplane, then on special helicopters from Jordan at around 11 a.m. Darwish was laid to rest at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the front yard of the Cultural Palace in Ramallah, which will be named after him. He is an internationally respected cultural icon amongst the Palestinian and Arab people, and well known amongst international supporters of the Palestinian cause. Darwish's works were translated into more than 20 languages, and he also won several international prizes. He died on Sunday in a Houston hospital in the United States after going in for heart surgery. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Sophia Reed and Hussam Kassis.